Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's so good to be back with you again. I welcome you and greet you in the wonderful name, which is above every name. And I want to just take a moment right now to pray, because the enemy, we need sleep, but he doesn't. And he will do everything he can to oppress, to hinder, to discourage, to put stumbling blocks, hindrances in the way of God's people. Why? Because he knows his time is short. He knows that we are beloved of the Lord. And because he hates God, he hates you and everything you do to draw closer to God. And so let's take a moment to pray. Father, you see those that have really been battling the enemy in varying areas of their life, whether it's physically or mentally, spiritually, circumstantially, in relationships. Father, we know love covers a multitude of sin, but hatred stirs up strife. And so, Father, we take authority over the wrath of man that has come against your people, or even the things that the enemy would just stir up in the hearts of your beloved, the injustices, the wrong being done. Father, we thank you that we can stand forgiving those who would oppose us, those who are our enemies, because of what you did. Lord, we thank you that you have forgiven us much. And so we forgive our enemies. We bless those who would persecute us. We pray for those who would despitefully use us. And Father, we thank you that your shield is and your truth is a buckler to us, that you are with us. The glory of the Lord is our rear guard. And Lord, I thank you for touching your beloved right now, Lord, that they will begin to see those clouds of opposition part, and the sunlight of your presence arise upon them with healing in your wings, Lord, healing of body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I was reading something recently concerning a wonderful preacher, a Baptist preacher, Charles Sturgeon, who lived in the 19th century. And he was walking past Newgate Prison in London. And in the 19th century, children were frequently sent to prison for failure to pay a debt or for stealing food. And as Dr. Sturgeon was walking by, a young man doing cartwheels crashed into him, knocking him over. Dr. Sturgeon picked himself up, dusted off his clothes, and was somewhat indignant and chastised the boy. And the young man, at the point of tears, said to Dr. Sturgeon, "If you had just been released from prison, you'd be happy too." Beloved, we have been set free from prison. Hear what the word of the Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 61. And of course, Jesus quoted those words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek," praise God, "the poor and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted." That applies to you, beloved. We're all in these varying states at some point in our life. "And to proclaim liberty physically and spiritually to captives, the opening of the prison and the eyes of those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor." In Isaiah it says, "And the day of vengeance of our God." Jesus didn't repeat that. "And to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, That's in the church. That's us in the body of Christ, to give them an ornament, a garland or diadem of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy, burdened and failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Amen. You know, as you look and listen to what's going on in the world and the things the world are saying, well, as far as the church, they consider it powerless and dying, simply of no effect. And in many places in the Christian world, there's been a silence of the prophetic voice of God. So many in the church have been lulled to sleep and feel like indeed they are powerless regarding what is going on in the world. We just need to hang in there and wait till Jesus comes. But Isaiah 58:1 says, declares, this is the word of the Lord, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Many have listened to the doctrine of men, the apostasy that has occurred in the modern nominal Christian churches. And we've listened, many have listened to the pulpit, those who are ministering, who have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Listen to what Paul warns Timothy. This is his last writing before his death. He was saying the things that were greatly on his heart. And he says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Down verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. They can appear religious, but they deny the power thereof. Oh, we know what the rest of that verse is, before the period, from such turn away. And so God is, through the Apostle Paul, is warning of us what it's going to be like in the end time, so we wouldn't be shaken up, we wouldn't be unsettled, we would know that the Spirit of the Lord warned us beforehand. And so those who are just lukewarm Christians who have polluted the gospel, taken away the blood of Jesus, well, we don't really repent. Everyone is going to heaven, basically. They preach petty little doctrines of philosophy and religiosity and secular humanism, and in doing so, they plant fear and doubt and cynicism in the hearts of their listeners. Only God's power, beloved, only the faith of God is going to illumine the spirits of those who are asleep. You know, new modern thinkers state that the gospel, the old-time gospel, is outworn, irrelevant for today's society, that it's, you know, inapplicable, insignificant for such a modern age in which we live, the post-human era, the age of technology and the greatness of man in terms of what he's done in computers and technology and and, you know, in every field of science. But, beloved, this life is bitter and it's filled with sorrow without Christ. And there are many today who just have ears that are and eyes that are blinded to the truth. They do not have the ability. They reject the infallible, inerrant, ever-living, undying, unchanging Word of God. That Word is alive and well. God does what He says He will do. They make light of the blood of Jesus. In fact, many places, you know, they just want to take out the blood. They want to be seeker-friendly. They want to be appealing. So the unsaved, if they come to a service, they don't want to offend them. But my friend, it is the blood of Jesus that can reach out from glory and into the gutter and save the alcoholic, the prostitute, the drug addict from their despair. It is his blood, his precious blood, which will deliver from drugs and clean up those who are lost in sin. And through his precious blood, it forgives us all of our sin. The blood, there's power in the blood, that old song we used to sing. And we need to start singing it again, beloved. They make light of the things of God, but where were they? Where were we when God took the hammer of creation and struck the anvil of time and from the sparks through the stars into the heavens and spoke to the void and said, "Let there be light"? Where were the sinners, the unbelievers, when he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life? Those kinds of questions, you know, when Job experienced God in the closing chapters, that God did nothing but just ask him all kinds of questions. And what was Job's response? "I repent in sackcloth and ashes." And he laid his hand upon his mouth. And now in that revelation, he saw who God was in all of his glory. And yet he's one of the heroes of the Bible, in my opinion, because all that he went through, he never denied God. He said, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." And regardless, beloved, of what we go through, we can trust God no matter what it looks like. That was the challenge that Satan hurled at God. Take away his blessings and he'll curse you to his face. Well, Job didn't deny God, and regardless of persecution, regardless of the blood of martyrs being spilled today, we will not deny God, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way. Praise God. Well, my broadcast time is drawing to a close. I invite you to write. If you're being afflicted, if you're troubled by the work of the enemy, if you just need the support of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. I thank you for joining me, and I look forward to sharing tomorrow what God further gives. I invite you to write and invite you to tune in then. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.